Motion to adopt resolution number 2015, blank, authorizing certain officials to accept a conservation easement for and as part of the review and approval of a minor site plan amendment and natural resource special exception for property located at 4601 West Marquette Avenue, subject to technical corrections by the city attorney and subject to Department of City Development detailed review as to whether or not protected woodlands should be included within the conservation easement, and for Department of City Development to return that information following such review and prior to the recording of the easement.
Is that your motion?
That is my motion.
Second. Is there a second? Alderman Mayor.
Will that then show up on the easement? Will the surveyor change the easement to make sure that all of that is?
And if Alderman Wilhelm.
And I don't want to see what happened with the woodlands of Franklin, where the wetlands were on one and the woodlands are on another, and then building permits were pulled and they were missed. So if you're going to add, if any woodlands need to be added to this, they should be on the ones that are here and not another document. Thank you.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We might move on to G4. Resolution authorizing officials to accept conservation easement as part of a site plan amendment and the certified survey map and the natural resource special exception for a property located at 1101 West St. Martin's Road. We know it as Southbrook Church. Alderman Mayor.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G5, a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a beauty salon business for property at 111113 West Forest Home. Alderman Mayor.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion?
You look like you had a question.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries. Item G6, resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a child daycare center in the old child learning center at 7260 South 76th Street, Guarding Your Angels. Alderman Schmidt.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G7, a request from the Parks Commission for Common Council to consider the naming of the dedicated trail through the Southbrook Church property located at 11010 West St. Martin's Road, either Allwood Trail or Robinwood Trail. Before we go on to this, I think we've omitted a name that ought to be in there. Southbrook Trail. I just laid that out there. Alderman Mayor.
Southbrook is the one that is giving us the property. It makes sense to name it Southbrook Trail. All of our other trails are named after the public school that they're near, so it makes sense to name it Robinwood School, Robinwood Trail as well. The land comes from Southbrook. Taxpayers are paying for the paving. I'd like to suggest the middle of the road name, or I guess middle of the trail name would be more appropriate. I would like to call it, and I would move to call it, Robin Brook Trail.
Second.
Discussion? Okay, so we got a couple of actions here on the next page. Alderman Mayor.
Southbrook Trail did come up, but it was mentioned that the church's name has changed a couple of times, and it could change again. So that was just one of the reasons why that one didn't necessarily come up. But can we just get a clarification on how the procedure goes from today on, whatever names we come up with?
Madam Clerk, that's in your packet.
Yeah, we will publish a Class 2 notice, which means we publish in the local newspaper, which is our official newspaper, twice. We put it on the website. We put it on the bulletin board. 30 days that the comment period is left open, and Any comments that are received are brought forth to the Common Council, who then will make their decision by... Day citizen comment period, and then, or not citizen, but a public comment period, and then a resolution is brought forth to the Common Council.
It will be published on the 14th and the 21st.
So, Alderman, page 86. Here's a couple of motions.
And mine would fit the third or action of item as kind of council deems appropriate.
Okay. So, the 30-day public notice with, what was the name again?
Southbrook. I'm sorry,
Robin Brook.
Robin.
We don't have a second for you.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay.
Alderman Taylor.
Okay. Any other discussion on the motion? Alderman, Mr. City Engineer.
Point of clarification, so we have to make signs and put on plans and such. It's two words, a hyphen, one word.
Technically, I think it should probably defer to the city attorney. I think a hyphen would be good. I do have a follow-up motion after this if it does pass. But I don't care how you spell it.
Let's all agree, one word.
That's fine.
That's what I heard from Alderman Mayer. And with regard to plans, there is no name until... 30-day expiration after the published notice, and it is approved by the Common Council. It's not Robin Brook until then. One word.
One word, yeah.
Any other discussion? I see none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Mayer.
Follow-up motion. Wherever we have the signage, I don't know if it's one sign with the name, but I'd like to have some kind of a smaller sign or something on the sign saying this is a public-private venture between citizens of Franklin and Southbrook Church. And I understand to Alderwoman Mayer's concern is that as well, but Robinwood School might not be there forever either. Ben Franklin moved from where it was for a time too, so I think Southbrook is the one that's giving the land today, and so I think historically they should be appreciated for that.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G8, status report related to Buxton and retail recruitment efforts. This is Mr. Liberta. And Mr. Fuchs.
It's a six-pager, too, not four.
Not four.
Mr. Fuchs.
Well, the length is due to, we did again provide the status update that was provided previously to the council. I won't go into that much detail. It really is consistent with the presentation that Buxton made at the last council meeting, but we were directed to provide a written report related to Buxton. The council also asked that the EDC provide a written report, and then ask for additional information regarding the year two of the Buxton contract. EDC has not met since the last council meeting, so we do not have a report or recommendation to
provide. I have an update.
Alderman Willem.
Okay. Email from Chairman Craig Haskins, who is out of town, sent to me today at 3:01. We haven't met since the council requested something in writing. We need more time to submit a report, but essentially I mentioned to no opposition at the last EDC meeting that I prefer we wait until the new economic development director is hired before considering pulling the plug. The new guy should have a say. During the interview process, he mentioned that he was familiar with the analytical tools like CoStar, which provided leakage and other data to him. I hope the council hangs in there for a short while until we can take up the matter with the group at the EDC. The EDC was initially pleased to have the economic director hired to work on the process. So that's where we're at. It's there was no big opposition or anything. They just felt the economic development director position would make this a better process. And now tonight we have hired the director, so that issue is resolved. I also have another update that came in today from Cody from Buxton at 251, and he has some feedback about the bullet points in one of the write-ups. He says there are other less costly options similar to Buxton. That comment is not true. There are no apples-to-apples comparisons. The only thing available is access to old, out-of-date data, but no consulting expertise as with Buxton, which they have given us a lot of consulting expertise and holding hand through the process, which we would not definitely not get with another company that would just give the data. Just having the data does the city of Franklin no good. It's using the data to identify retailers and then assisting you with that real value. My other feedback is the bullet point 4. Our work does not overlap any brokers, developers, or property owners. It's the exact opposite of our work. It supplements, complements their efforts. These individuals should be using the information in conjunction with staff. He is willing to extend the partnership for a period of time tracked at the end of the initial agreement. In other words, he's willing to add an additional 2 months of support on the partnership consideration for the contract to assist in making up the time loss that was out of their control, and that would make a total of 3 months Buxton is willing to add on, because they already gave us the first one to hold off so we could have this discussion, because I think the contract is due. So that's some pretty good feedback. I had an opportunity to make some phone calls with some of them, and I also asked Cheyenne for Buxton to put together a list of all the different businesses that are looking for franchises. She sent us quite a list, and I think if we could somehow publish those possibilities in our city newsletter or get that out on our city website, maybe we could bring in some of these that they have been identified that require a franchise. So just a thought that there's actually quite a list of them, as you can read through the report, that they're willing, they'd like to have something here, but they're looking for a franchise owner. So I guess I would be willing to make the motion to continue, renew the agreement with Buxton for retail recruitment and retention services, and authorize the payment for the secondary services in the amount of $50,000 with the contract to be reviewed by the city attorney.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
All right, I'm going to point out that the contract does not need to be renewed until November 24th. And renewing it, in essence, is the reverse of what the initial discussion was, is to allow the new economic development director to have his say-so on it. There is no rush to this until we get to November 22nd. So I would urge the council to defeat this motion, table it until the second meeting in November, and then make a decision then. Alderman Will.
Well, we have a budget, and the budget has wording in there that can contingent upon what the council does. So we can add wording to the motion that says the contract doesn't take place till November if that's preferred. But if you want the money to stay in the budget and continue to work on the area of Area A, we're going to, if we don't do it, we're going to lose all the work we've got into this. Now, we finally have got some movement. We finally have got people knowing that we're looking and we're interested. And to me, it doesn't make sense to just drop the ball when we now have the economic director, which was what the Economic Development Commission was looking for, as well as this council. So I don't see that to be necessary at this point.
Well, the funding for this project is in the restricted contingency, which is not impacted, which does not impact directly the levy. So you do it now or you do it in February, it makes no difference to the budget. So that's not an issue. My issue with this is, I hope you all took the time to read the Director of Administration's memo. I understand the alderman's passion for this, and I agree with her passion, but I don't agree with the passion for the vendor when, in my view, we're not getting the information and the service that we need individually as a community, other than we're getting what they do as a business. So I would urge the council, table this, defeat this motion, table it until the second meeting in November. Consider what the action is and what the information is that you're really looking for. And there are other things also happening that you'll find out about on October 27th that will also impact this. Any other discussion of the motion?
Mayor, is the people popular member of the Economic Development Committee?
Only if there's a motion on the, from the council.
I move to suspend the rules to allow talk.
Motion to suspend. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Litinsky.
That was a motion to get you.
Sorry
to come up.
Sorry. Ernie Litinsky, I'm on the Economic Development Committee with Alderwoman Wilhelm. There was a few people that disagreed. Alderman Wilhelm, I think the minutes will speak that as well, that the value added by Buxton was not there. We actually had folks on the committee calling, you know, some of these businesses and so forth, as you know, Alderwoman. And three of us disagreed with getting this contract going. We did agree to suspend it to allow the Economic Development Director to come in, as you stated, Alderwoman. But I see no reason why we can't let that person make that judgment call and see if we're getting the value added out of it, you know, for another month and a half.
Motion return.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Any further discussion on the motion? Mr. City Attorney.
Only that it's not a November 22nd, 2 days before November 24th, start of a new contract year. There was some agreed upon extended period prior thereto, which it's not jumping out at me in the packet. But that clock might be ticking. In other words, on paper, Buxton, they had a 60-day prior to the end of the first year. You had to notify them prior to that 60-day period, and that was extended to some point in time shortly after this meeting, as I recall, but I don't have that date in front of me.
I don't have it either.
Well, if the motion is approved, then it's irrelevant because it would be timely just based on my recollection. I didn't do this work up. Or number two would be a potential motion to request a further extension of time to allow for the anticipated arrival of a new economic development director on or about November 4th. For review and recommendation, and to request that time extension from Buxton reasonably, and they could say no. If they say yes, it's still being reviewed. If they say no, and if there is no motion to extend it, then the contract is over. As I recall, I haven't touched it in a month or whatever since I had it.
And I think Mr. Liberto addresses these in the last two paragraphs of his memo. Page 100. And by the way, Mr. Liberto did that memo on his own. I did not ask him to do it. Alderman Willem.
Well, I've been working with a very interested restaurant owner who's really appreciated this information. I will have no way to pick up that conversation if I don't have the assistance on that. Buxton has been providing them the answers they need. They've been working with them. Are we going to put all the phone calls that I have on my list on hold until we make that decision? Or what are we going to do? I'm not sure what to do at this point because I'm working through the list that I was given on making the phone calls and making those updates. And now, do I just stop with the follow-up emails on that? We're just going to tell them we're just going to put it on hold, and if they, you know, don't agree to it, we just put everything to a hold right then. We're done. So I guess I'm a little confused. We're either pursuing and letting businesses know we're interested, or we're not.
My answer to that is it's not a binary situation. It's not an on or an off. We are, and we should be actively pursuing businesses. The question at hand is, do we spend the $50,000 to get a product that some would argue is not effective? Or do we hold off on renewing the contract, renegotiate the contract, and negotiate in deliverables that are meaningful for the city? That's what I advocate.
Well,
I don't believe that the deliverables that we've received have been effective for the city of Franklin. So,
well, I'd just like to...
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Well, you know, the report wants to point out the negative aspects. I can just as well point out some of the positive aspects. In summary of comments from the retailers, they do not have a franchise. They can only pursue it where there's a franchise. So it's not that they're not interested. It's another franchise issue. And that goes back to the other issues of releasing the list of the franchise. The broker would like to review the performance of the two new locations to determine if it's feasible to open an additional location between the two. He asked that the city follow up with them. The other one... We do not currently have an interested franchise, but we'll keep in mind in the event that should change. The retailer has been looking at Franklin for a location for the last couple years and would like to speak with us. Also inquired if the city was attending the ICSC in Vegas. This one's kind of a halfway. They don't have an interest in Franklin at this time, but they were familiar. And it's okay to follow up with them in the future. They appreciate the city's work in reaching out to them. This one, no franchise at this time. That goes to that again. The other one, they're not actively seeking, but they have high hopes they will be soon and will keep the city contact information. The other one, would love to hear more from the city and Buxton. So I'm reading positive comments, and what all I'm hearing is the negative aspects of this. So if this is more retail feedback than I've ever seen us have since I've been involved in the city for 16 years, volunteered 8.5 years. This is more action in 5 months because the letters were delayed in going out, which wasn't Buxton's fault. That was at your request to not send those letters out.
That's correct.
So it's almost like you want it to fail. So I think it's a bad idea. I would hate to see us lose the 5 months and the great feedback that we have on this, and I would like to see us continue this. Council has supported Area A.
Okay, for those of you in the audience, you just heard Alderman Wilhelm attribute a motive to me that she has no way of knowing. So let's talk about working with the Common Council. My efforts here is simply to assure that the $50,000 spent on this contract, which isn't 50, it'll be 100, and then it'll be 150, is that we get that amount of value for the contract, the dollars that we're spending. My issue is very simple. The deliverables that we've received from Buxton have had little relationship to the city of Franklin's geography and our special and unique retail needs. That Buxton themselves recognize is an issue. All I'm looking for is this council to give a little bit of time for the Economic Development Director to come in and renegotiate the contract so we get deliverables that are meaningful to the city of Franklin. The fact that we get a list of names, and a good half of my guess said we're franchisee driven, when Buxton knows we're not a franchisor. Makes no sense to give us those names unless they preface it by saying these need franchise. They didn't do that. The balance of them, a third of the rest of them, all came back with not interested, not putting stores in your area. Wouldn't you think our consultant would know that they're not expanding their stores into this area? That's the detail that I want Buxton to filter out before they send us data, not afterwards. It's not your responsibility or economic development people's responsibility to filter the data that they're paid $50,000 to give us. That's my point. I love this stuff. We need people to open doors for us, but we need to be able to walk through those doors and then close them behind us, and we cannot do that with the data we have or the people, plain and simple. I appreciate it, but that's the way I feel, and it's got nothing to do with motivation about killing it. I want more retail in this town more than you do, but I have a plan to get it.
You can't say more than me.
You attribute it to me, I'm going to attribute it to you. Alderman Mayor.
I'm just playing it back at
you. Alderman Mayor, and then Mr. Liberti.
What will the Economic Development Director's relationship be to the Economic Development Commission?
Be staff.
Okay, so you will be working closely with them. So
same with CDA.
If we do table this, we could bring the Economic Development
contract.
Yeah, but if he's coming on board now. If we do table this, we could get the Economic Development Director to give us his opinion. Really, it's his ball game, in my mind, along with the Economic Development Commission, who hasn't met yet. We did get the words there, but I would like to see a full report from the two of them. So I think tabling it is appropriate.
Mr. Gilbert, and then the city attorney.
If I could suggest very briefly tabling it to allow Nick to go investigate that question relative to what our timeline is with the information he provided either at his last meeting or from an email to Nick, then we can come back to it later in the agenda and at least know what our current deadline is.
All right, let's, Mr. City Attorney.
That was going to be my second point. My first point was maybe my recollection was backwards, and maybe you have to notify of termination prior to that deadline that was fixed. And if you don't, it automatically renews. So ultimately, Nick will go downstairs, bring back the information with the extended date. You'll know that. And depending upon what that date is, the flip side of what Alderman Wilhelm was moving could be motion to terminate with such termination, notice termination, held in abeyance upon Buxton granting a further extension to allow time for the new Economic Development Director, so then it in effect is held open. And if Buxton says, no, we're not waiting for this individual to work with him or have him review it, then it would be terminated. So that's an offset. But I would suggest pass this item until return with the information from staff.
But there's a motion on the floor.
I'll withdraw my second just to find that out.
Any objections to the withdrawn second?
Well,
Mr. City Attorney.
It's a subsidiary motion to put the matter over until later this meeting for further staff information.
Make a new motion?
Yeah.
Well, that would, I'll motion to table this till we get the information. Table it later this evening to get this information, whether or not I'm here or not, it's still not our issue.
Yeah, you got to leave.
Well, rather than the first motion is the status is, because you said this is on the second motion, so the first motion is in the status of what?
Well, it's there.
It's there.
Okay, because he
Okay, so let's figure out where we're at. Did you withdraw your second?
No, I'll keep it there, and we'll just make a motion to have staff run downstairs, come back up.
Now, Nick, you can't walk. You've got to run.
You can.
Is there a second on the motion to table?
Second.
This is just in this meeting. All those in favor of the motion to table within this meeting signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, motion carries. And just to be clear, the original motion is still on the table.
Right.
Let's move to 11.
Okay. I was just going to ask for item 11. Thank you.
We'll move to G11 without objections. Survey results and resolution to sign an agreement with R.A. Smith for the design of water main extension on 46th Street, Sherwood to Thorncrest, Mr. City Engineer.
Thank you. It's been talked about tonight. We surveyed some residents on 46th Street and Thorncrest for water service. We've talked about this at this council before. The official tabulations in your...
Can you speak up, please?
The official tabulation of the surveys in your packet, it was eight against, two in favor. In addition to that, we also received a petition to not extend the water main by many of the same people that supplied the survey responses. So having said that, I know that there is a lot of discussion regarding the situation that's out there. And as such, our recommendation is to motion to table indefinitely.
Alderman Taylor.
My motion is to table indefinitely.
Second.
Under discussion, just understand, folks, if you don't fix the problem, the solution from the city does not happen overnight. So I would urge you to get the wisdom of Solomon, kiss and make up, get together and fix the problem. There's a motion to table. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's go back to G9. No, we got to skip G9. And G10, who's doing G10?
We go to start with 12 to 19, just start.
We'll move to item G12, reconsideration of action taken August 18th. Common Council meeting, direct staff to continue with estimate the process for utility undergrounding on St. Martin's Road. This is Alderman D'Andrea. You've got three selected motions.
I'd like to make a motion to direct staff to continue with the estimate process for utility undergrounding with regard to the Milwaukee County West St. Martin's Road. But I do want to redefine the area. I think there was a misunderstanding with that. All of that, redefining the area to be from Spring Street to Southbrook Church.
All right.
Second.
That motion is not necessary based on, it would be necessary if the motion to reconsider passed.
Okay.
That motion did not pass. That wasn't even brought up. So, I'm going to declare that motion invalid. Can I do that? Should I do that? Would I do that? May I? Let's proceed to turn.
The subject matter came up Friday afternoon. I hadn't thought about it since then on the run. I went back to the minutes, cut and pasted, went and got my meeting notes. I must have been speaking because the notes weren't, you know, follow everything. Just from my notes, and it did go from the bottom of the page to the top of the next one at the motion time, but I thought the motion was made, and then the motion subject matter was tabled. And the minutes, when I read them Friday afternoon, said that the motion to reconsider was withdrawn along with the second. So you've got this motion hanging out there that was not made, and then that, you know, so it gets very technical. I did not go back and do the research from 100 years ago on reconsideration as to whether or not it had to be moved to be reconsidered before you could table it. Nonetheless, I did talk to Alderwoman Mayer today on some of the questions that she had. An amendment to a motion is there are no time limits. And her concern and the reason for her call was she thought the original motion that made was a little bit different, and she had some further ideas on it. So whether or not a motion to reconsider at this time, while it's under that subject matter, it also has the general subject matter, you can do one of two things. And I don't want to get over with technical practice. The perfect world where there's no question would be a motion to reconsider, and whether or not that passes, I think what the motion she was about to make with specifics on it and without a time limit to bring information back and the like would still be available. So, in bottom line logic, it's kind of irrelevant.
Or why don't we just do no motion to reconsider and just have the good alderman make her subsequent motion to modify the original motion, which I think will help Alderman D'Andrea, maybe. Then you don't get this reconsideration stuff.
And that's why...
No.
Put the thoughts on the record, because I think that covers it from a technical end, and I think that's available.
So, Alderman Mayer, you have a motion regarding...
Alderwoman Mayer. Alderwoman.
I don't know how I could get confused.
It happens sometimes.
Alderwoman Mayer, you have a motion. This is a motion modifying way back when.
Right, modifying the motion to redefine the area that we would be talking about to be Spring Street to roughly the Southbrook Church Curta building area. And my understanding was that information would be brought back within a few months. Didn't need to be done right away. So, I don't know, I put a date on it like the end of February or even March.
Okay, the motion is to modify the area
second
and bring
that
back by March 31st.
Yeah, I don't know, whatever the date would be.
All right, and that's been seconded. Any discussion of the motion, Mr. City Engineer?
Point of clarification, I will make the phone call this week and get the ball rolling exactly when the energy gets involved and can put that together. I don't know, but I will do that thing.
And really what we're looking for is just a more detailed understanding of what the project would entail. They can't put it down the road, so where are they going to put it? How much does it cost for hooked up?
For them to give us an answer, to
right.
There's a motion on the floor. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. By the way, I'm sorry, I apologize. I'm going to deviate from the agenda for 1 second. I wish more people were here. We talked briefly at the beginning about Kayla and a happy occasion. I want a moment of silence, please, for Sandy's mother. With our sympathies, thank you. Okay.
And I got a text message.
It was your mom.
She was saying you were tardy. Yeah.
Be careful, it will be her next.
And she doesn't put up with things like that.
Hey, I went toe-to-toe with Audrey Posh.
Toe-to-toe, did you paint your toenails?
Okay, let's move back to item G8, Mr. Fuchs, contract terms.
Ms. Huberta is double-checking, but at the last time Bucks and Payne was they came here at the September 15th meeting, and I did agree to extension only until September 20th. Ms. Huberta is checking to see if at that meeting if there was another extension granted. And then we'll check the minutes of that again.
While he does that, can we continue to move on?
Let's go to G9. Is that yours?
Yes.
All right. Let's item G9, Area Financial Report. Mr. Fox.
At the September 1st meeting, the council requested a financial report for Array A. Staff has provided a summary of the cost of improvements and estimated development values based on the assumptions made by Grave. In the packet, there's a map that shows Area A broken up into smaller areas. The finance director reworked the Grave spreadsheets that were pretty difficult to read and follow into a single spreadsheet.
That's the truth.
But it's broken down into the same areas. So the report goes into each of those areas, the infrastructure costs and the the estimated value, and then what we're really looking to the minimum of the affordable ratio. So the only areas that work financially are those that do not require any infrastructure costs. For example, Area I, which is area north of Boston near 51st Street, the River Park development, does not require any infrastructure be installed for further development of that area. Grafe estimated over $10 million of development value, so there shows a surplus. Area C, for example, the horse farm, and the adjacent properties, that has an estimated $6 million in infrastructure cost, which then you would need over $23 million to achieve that 4-to-1 ratio. Grafe has estimated only about $18 million, so there's a deficit of about $5 million. Overall, for the entire Area A, the estimates from Grafe have about $85 million in value. And $35 million in project costs, which is about 2.4-to-1 ratio.